lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland, and with me, my very brilliant friend, Ra Rishikavi Raghudas. And how are you doing, Ra?
I am great, Sally. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and all of that.
Thank you, and to everybody. So I thought for the first 20 minutes you would give us an overview astrologically of the remaining part of December and January, and possibly a little February, depending on what you feel.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to do it. And let's just say that this is undoubtedly a time of intensity for a lot of people. So, yeah, we all know. We all know what's going on. You don't have to explain to any of us. We know that for a lot of people, this has been a difficult time. But for others, it's a time of great transformation as well as intensity. So this can all be explained, well, maybe not all of it, but a lot of it can certainly be explained astrologically. So what I'll try to do here is go into at least some explanation of what the energies are going on in the cosmos in relation to the Earth at this time, and see if we can make some sense of it, okay?
Okay.
Great. Okay. So probably everybody knows from their lack of communications or their miscommunications with people that we are in one of those Mercury retrograde times right now. And that comes up every 3 or 4 months for a period of about 3 weeks. This happens to be a fast one, fortunately. The planets don't really go backwards and forwards, but it appears to us that way. It's sort of like if you look at a car's wheels, and sometimes if you look hard at it, the optical illusion kind of shows it going backwards. Well, energetically, that's sort of what happens to us during these periods every 3 or 4 months, is that Mercury, which is the ruler in astrology of communications and transportation and everything to do with the mind, sort of spins out, goes backwards, and for this period of about 3 to 3.5 weeks, every 3 or 4 months, stuff happens. Mail gets misdelivered, our computers break down, our friends tend to misunderstand us, we just can't get things out right from our mouth, stuff happens. So we all know that we have examples of this in our everyday lives. We are in one of those periods right now. It's in the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius in astrology is the sign that rules the search for meaning, for higher truth, religion, spirituality. Higher education is another example of that, training the mind to think in deeper ways. Also, transportation and travel has to do with larger animals. It's a fire sign, and wouldn't you know it, here in California, we've had this very tragic outbreak of fires. So all of this does not really surprise an astrologer. It is part and parcel of what the energy is going on at this time. But fortunately, as I mentioned, this is one of those quick revolutions of Mercury retrograde. It ends late on the 22nd, so we're a week into it, but we've only got 2 weeks left to go. And thank goodness for that. But it turns direct at 21, 22 degrees. That's not correct. It actually turns direct at 13 degrees, Sagittarius, right in the middle of Sagittarius, on the 22nd. And what that means is that from now through the middle of January, Mercury in Sagittarius emphasizes our search for what the heck all of this means. A lot of times we get into a position where we're kind of questioning our values and, you know, why are we doing any of this in the first place? And we're in one of those periods right now. And we see that there's been a lot of travel snafus. weather plays a part in that, but also emphasis on why people believe the way they do. We've seen a very unfortunate attack today, this morning in New York City, that seems to be inspired by a religiously fanatical point of view. It's another example of it. And we've seen a lot of this emphasis on just why people believe the way they do. And sometimes it's very retrograde. I think that there's a real possibility that Roy Moore is going to be elected to the Senate tomorrow. And I think that astrologically it is probable. And that's very unfortunate because his religious views are extremely retrograde. But it's part and parcel of what this energy is going on right now. And along with all of this, we've got Mars in Scorpio joining Jupiter in Scorpio. Now, you want to say hooray for Jupiter in Scorpio because it expands Scorpio energy, and Jupiter in Scorpio is actually pretty fortunate for a lot of the things that we value in life, like sexuality and money coming in through others, doing in-depth research and all of that. So, Sally, I know you're a Scorpio, so
yeah.
You're in a once every 12-year cycle of good luck. So, hallelujah for that. And just as Jupiter was about to enter Scorpio, we had, well, the Harvey Weinstein scandal come out, and from all of that, with its emphasis on sexuality and use and misuse of that energy, we've had the Me Too movement really define the early part of Jupiter in Scorpio. Does this surprise an astrologer? No, it doesn't. Why? Because things happen in accordance with the planetary movements. Now we have Mars having just joined Jupiter in Scorpio as of a couple of days ago. And in the old system, before Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto were discovered, Mars was the ruler of Scorpio along with that of Aries. So it's sort of a James Bond sort of time period, if I could explain it that way. Sex and violence are very much in the news right now. It's not the type of period where anybody can think in superficial ways. This is one of those time periods where sexual abuse, financial secrets, power plays, research into core issues are all emphasized. But the good thing about this is it's transformational. You know, what that means is personal issues can be gotten at. They can be seen for what they are. They can be understood and changed and hopefully transformed. So don't think about all of this intensity going on right now as something bad. It all has to do with bringing up hidden things for the purpose of working it all out. You understand that sometimes we have to actually see what's going on before we can grapple with it. So that's what's going on right now in terms of Mars joining Jupiter in Scorpio. Along with all of this, during this period of December and January, we have Saturn, which rules discipline, structure, hard knocks. The physical world generally is considered under the aegis of Saturn. It's all about the practicality and the visible, the organized world. Well, he is now moving from Sagittarius into his home sign of Capricorn on December 19th. And he'll stay there for a period of about 2.5 years. Now, Saturn in Capricorn is one of the strongest of all elements you can find in astrology. Again, these Saturn movements happen every 2.5 years, and Saturn goes once around the chart every 29 to 30 years. 28 to 30, generally. The average is about 29 years. So think back to what was happening, 29, 30 years ago, and you will find out what is coming back around for you in the next couple of years. Now,
would that be the late 80s?
It would be. Yes, it would. And guess what, Sally?
That was my favorite time.
Yes, it was. And in fact, I recall that you were actually nominated for an Oscar.
Best Actress, yeah.
During that period. So
yeah.
I am not surprised that your time period has come back around again. And a lot of this has to do with how people organize their lives. Saturn in Capricorn is very traditional. Now, we have seen generally, whether politically or socially, a movement back toward traditionalism, and that is going to be emphasized very much in the next couple of years. After that, it goes a very different way, very quickly. But for the next couple of years, what we're going to find is that business, traditionally Saturn and Capricorn rule big business, and government are all emphasized, and not just for these reasons, but because Pluto, who is the modern ruler of Scorpio, is now in the sign of Capricorn. So this is what's called a mutual reception, where the ruler of one sign is in another sign that actually is a corollary to it. So what we find with Pluto in Capricorn, Pluto being the ruler of the underworld, the breakdown and the deconstruction for the purpose of reconstructing, death and rebirth, you could say, is that all things to do with business and government have been breaking down. Can you think of anything that actually works in the realm of government right now?
No.
I can't. So a lot of this has to do with the need for new forms and new structures. Well, how do you know that unless they break down, right? Otherwise, you just kind of go along with what's happening and has always happened. So with Saturn joining Pluto in Capricorn, the sign of big business and government, what we're going to see is an emphasis, especially as we get toward early 2020, toward more of a consolidation of these factors. Now, what this means is it does emphasize those political parties and elements which tend more toward traditionalism. It doesn't mean that they're always going to succeed. What it means is that they will be the ones setting the agenda. So what we're going to find is that while I personally think that in the United States here, the Democratic Party will retake the House of Representatives.
Oh, I hope you're right.
At least in 2018. What I do see is a real effort toward putting together a big business governmental structure at the same time that it deconstructs anything that stands in the way of it. So we're going to see deregulation in a lot of different ways, and of course that's a lot of what the Republican Party stands for in the first place. This is all only for the next couple of years, but it does climax in early 2020 with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. After that, things change. So the next presidential election will not be under the aegis of the Saturn-Pluto. It will be under the influence of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in late 2020 in Aquarius, which gives a much more progressive energy, which is why I have already come out to predict that the next president of the United States will not be a conservative. Will not be a Republican.
Oh, God, I hope you're right.
It will be a very progressive and probably a woman as well, based on some of the energies I'm seeing. But between now and then, what we are in is a struggle for what kind of structure works best for the most people. And ironically, in this country, what we have is a government which does not pay attention to what people really want. So all of this is emphasized as Saturn goes into Capricorn because it rules that kind of structure. So what we're going to see is some just very serious energy. This is one of those no excuses, do it my way, male authority figure kind of energies. It doesn't mean that everything that has to do with retrograde social or political views works out. What it means is the emphasis is there, and people in positions of authority want that. That doesn't mean that the people go along with it, but those who are in authority try to push that. So what we find here with the Sun-Saturn conjunction right on the solstice, December 22nd, just as Mercury turns direct again from being retrograde, is we have for the next solstice period through the spring equinox, that quarter of the year, the Sun-Saturn conjunction exactly on the solstice means it is a very serious period of time. Now, because Sun-Saturn rules authorities, and because Pluto, the sign of breakdown and reconstruction, is in the sign of Capricorn, which all of this is going into, we may well see a change of leadership. Whether that means that Trump is impeached, whether that means that there is a different emphasis in the government, we don't know yet, but there are a lot of things in play under this type of energy. Now, we have in early January, Uranus, the planet of sudden change and sometimes chaos, freedom from the known, also turning direct, which means that for a period of 9 weeks, which is very unusual, 9 weeks, there are no retrograde planets. This, I have to say, is like a green light for any energy moving forward without obstruction. The type of energy that we want to move forward depends on us. But we can untangle a lot of things in our lives during this period. So let me give you some lucky days here. January 6th, we have Mars conjunct Jupiter. And it's in a nice sextile or a flowing angle to Venus as well. So that's a very lucky day for anything that you might want to do in terms of your exercise or physicality or even just thinking big and making plans. January 9th is where we're seeing a Sun, Venus, and Pluto conjunction. That could be very good for your sex or love life, but also you might get lucky financially as well. January 13th, we have Mercury conjunct Saturn. If you want to make plans and sign contracts, that's the moment, because that is all about practicality. And then the Sun goes into Aquarius on January 20th. It's an air sign and much more traditionally progressive in terms of its emphasis. And then we come up to a lunar eclipse. Every 6 months, we have a solar and lunar eclipse period, and this is one that's coming up right at the end of January, and it's in the sign of Leo. And remember that Leo is the sign of the king, the leader, the creative force, so that's the entertainment industry as well. We may well see a lot of different films being nominated for Oscars this year that are very different from what has come before. And it's a lunar eclipse, so we may well see a lot of female-driven films emphasized this year. This lunar eclipse also falls in Trump's 12th house of past karma, sitting right next to his Pluto in Leo. This looks to me like a possible fall or health issues for him, maybe even something to do with the Russian probe coming in and giving him his due karma. It's hard to tell right now, but it does look as though there is something going on with Donald Trump that is a big change from the way he has been leading this country. So we'll all have to kind of wait and see what that happens. My personal view is that it may well be charges that are filed against him or his family, which may well lead to some sort of legal devolution of his presidency. This is just based purely on the astrology. I have my own views of... leadership, but based on the astrology, Trump is in for some big changes in terms of his presidency.
Okay. So you said that's early January.
That is late January.
Late January, okay.
Lunar eclipse in late January, right.
Okay.
So it's an intense period for all of us, but it's something that we can work with.
Okay, Ra. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland, and we're back with Ra Rishikavi Raghadas. And I wonder, Ra, if you could now take us through the personal signs, sun signs.
Sure, I'd be happy to do so. Before I get into that, I just wanted to state that my forecast here for the overview of December and January probably sounded pretty intense, and that's the way the energies actually are. But because of the everything coming out right now, my view is that this is all for the purposes of healing. Sometimes we have to put our finger on the wound before we know what it is that we have to heal. So that's how I view this whole time period. I know a lot of people in pain right now, and what I want to say is that all of this is just for the purposes of healing. But sometimes, you know, the scab has to be shown, and the you know, it has to come off before we can heal, and that's a lot of what's going on right now. So, take heart, have faith.
Okay.
Okay. So now we come to the forecast for the individual sun signs. We'll start with Aries, and the question for Aries is: where are your passions? What are they, and where are they going? Scorpio is the eighth sign from Aries, so it corresponds to Aries's eighth house of sex, death, and rebirth. So a lot of this is a time where Aries is up for some big shifts. Mars is the ruler of Aries. Mars has just gone into Scorpio. So, and this is one of those time periods where you just have to watch where your energy goes. Sometimes you can follow your passion into a dead end or, you know, a blind effort that doesn't pay off. So make sure in December that you know where your desires are going, whether hopefully to the right people or to the right places in your life. The Mercury retrograde is in a fire sign, which is still conducive to Aries energy, Aries also being a fire sign. But it hopefully will cause you to rethink a little bit, slow down. Aries doesn't like to slow down for anything. He just likes to forge ahead impulsively and get out of my way, it says. Well, sometimes the Mercury retrograde is a period where we have to rethink things, and you could benefit from this, Mr. or Ms. Aries, right now. The eclipse coming up in Leo at the end of January is actually in a favorable position to Aries, because Leo is another fire sign, and the Saturn in Capricorn energy coming up is also focuses Aries on career. So this is a good time for Aries to just forge ahead, but with real consciousness. Okay, for the sign of Taurus, the question is, who or what am I partnering with? And is it good or bad? The energy in Scorpio is the opposite to what Taurus is. It's the opposite sign. So the emphasis for Taurus right now is cooperation or conflict. Take your pick. So relating or relationships generally are very important right now. But both Taurus and Scorpio are also money signs. And money is associated in Taurus's mind with security, personal security. A lot of Tauruses just don't feel secure unless they've got a little something in the bank. So the personal security and one's values are what's up for you right now. It's a good time to solidify income. It's not actually a bad time for Taurus right now, despite everything else, after Mercury turns direct. The Saturn in Capricorn energy is also favorable for Taurus because both of those are earth signs, which means I want to manifest something on a visible level. So it's good for looking at what this can help in your life. just in terms of what your values are and what you want to manifest. So don't get freaked out if an investment of time or personal commitment goes wrong under the Mercury retrograde. You can always re-emphasize it. The eclipse in Leo at the end of January is a hard square, a 90-degree angle to Taurus. So that falls in your fourth house of the home and family. So it's a possible move or relocation. For the sign of Gemini, the Mercury retrograde is in Sagittarius, which is the opposite sign to Gemini. So one-on-one relationships are emphasized, marriage, business partners.
Really?
Yes. So,
even if you're Gemini rising?
I have Gemini rising. I think it's one of those periods. Certainly my life has been intense with regards to partnering on a business and personal level. So patience is required under this transit. Generally, of course, but specifically for Gemini in these areas. Now, the Scorpio energy falls in Gemini's sixth house of work and health and service. So this is all just, what does your everyday life look like? Don't be too heady right now. How organized are you in your everyday life? The keynote for Gemini right now is process. Keep moving ahead, no matter what the obstacles are, and just don't expect immediate results right now. The eclipse is favorable in late January to Gemini. The eclipse, of course, falls in Leo, which is only two signs away from Gemini, so it emphasizes communications and the ability to move ahead through understanding and other people's understanding of you. Okay, for the sign of Cancer, what we find is the Mercury retrograde falls in the sixth house for Cancer. So if your diet or work life goes awry, don't be surprised. The holiday travel plans might be disrupted. Take it easy and just don't overeat, because emotional eating, of course, is something that Cancer loves to do. And that's a real possibility now because of possible tension. The energy in Scorpio is very conducive to Cancer because they're both water signs. And so this can make this whole time period very emotional or intuitive for the sign of Cancer. The emphasis may be on children, creative works, matters of the heart. It's a strangely romantic time for Cancer, and I guess, you know, if you're used to home and family and that's really important to you, the holidays are very romantic and important. So expect a deepening of your feelings during this time. Now, the eclipse in Leo in late January brings money issues into view, and that's something that Cancer is always very concerned about, having a nest egg. It would tend to favor that. Okay, for the sign of Leo, the Mercury retrograde going on right now is not as bad as it is for some. And the reason for that is because it falls in another fire sign, which Leo, of course, is. It's a reorganization of how active you are, what you want from your personal life. Now, all of this Mars and Jupiter energy in Scorpio is in a hard square to Leo's fourth house of the home, emotional roots. So you want to pay attention to a peaceful home life right now. It's important to set new goals for how you want your foundation to work. Now, I could see a change of residence under this as well. The Capricorn energy coming up here with Saturn going into Capricorn is also strangely conducive to Leo, because both Leo and Capricorn love to lead. They can fight among themselves about, you know, who's the most powerful person. So they all like to organize and say, follow me. So this is, even though Capricorn is not, by sign at least, by angle, conducive, it's actually a decent energy for Leo right now. And of course, the eclipse coming up in your sign is a culmination of that, where you can manifest a lot of your dreams. So hang in there, Leo. Your time is coming. Okay, for the sign of Virgo, Mercury retrograde is probably driving you pretty nuts. You're ruled by Mercury anyway, and you love to worry. But take it easy. Breathe. It'll be over soon. The Scorpio energy is actually quite conducive to Virgo because it emphasizes the third house. It's only two signs away from Virgo, which is about learning and communication. So it's a good time to mean what you say and say what you mean. Make sure that people understand you and you are understanding them. So there may be a lot of in-depth talks with people surrounding you, relatives especially. The Capricorn energy is also favorable because both Virgo and Capricorn are Earth signs. So it looks like January is especially good for the sign of Virgo. Of course, Virgo organizes mentally, Capricorn organizes on the physical plane. So it's an overall just general favorable time period for Virgo. The eclipse coming up in Leo for the sign of Virgo says pay attention to what your subconscious mind is really trying to tell you. The emphasis is on the 12th house of hidden things. People may come back into your life to complete issues under that eclipse. For the sign of Libra, what we have is Mercury retrograding in the place of communication. So it's particularly difficult right now to get anybody to understand anything you're saying. But hang in there, because it's a good time to review these matters. A lot of times details get by us, and for Libra, this is a particularly good time to sort these things out. It's a good time to re-edit manuscripts or make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Now, all this Scorpio energy coming up here falls in Libra's second house of money. So values and possessions and income issues are emphasized. This coming year is a particularly good time for Libra in terms of money, and certainly as a Libra, I hope it is. And the eclipse falls in Libra's 11th house of friends, so a lot of the social circle is going to change and be favorable under the eclipse in January.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back with Scorpio.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland with Ra, and it's my sign Scorpio, and here we go.
Yes, well, fortunately for you, Sally, your time has arrived. The Mercury retrograde may be causing headaches about finances about now. Sagittarius being the next sign, the second house for Scorpio, but your time has come, certainly. Jupiter in Scorpio is a once every 12 year cycle of good luck, and it emphasizes a lot of big shifts. Now, Jupiter sort of expands whatever energy it's in, and Scorpionic energy is about passion and transformation. It's not just sexual passion. It's about a desire, where you put your mental and emotional emphasis and will. And Jupiter expands all of that. And with Mars, the old ruler of Scorpio, traditional ruler of Scorpio, coming into the sign right now as well, this is a powerhouse of a time for Scorpio. So I'm happy for you, Sally. This is a time for a big, big push forward. So, especially come the new year, when Uranus turns direct and all systems are go in terms of forward-looking energy with no retrograde planets involved, this is one of those time periods where you can really make some big moves in your life if you are a Scorpio. The energy coming up in Capricorn, where the Sun, Saturn, and Mercury then go into Capricorn, and I think Venus as well, coming up in late December, early January, emphasizes the practicality aspects. And for Scorpio, Capricorn is the third house of communications, writing and speaking. It's a time for increased responsibility and achievement. So the eclipse at the end of January makes a hard square to Scorpio, but it sits at the top of the chart. It's three signs previous to Scorpio, and that puts it at the top of the chart, which means that things in terms of Scorpio's career and life direction and emphasis toward moving ahead are emphasized. So this is one of those time periods where if Scorpio felt that the world was against them, it has turned around in a big way. So this is the time for pushing things, because a lot of stuff can happen now. For the sign of Sagittarius, well, we do find Mercury retrograde in your sign, so you might be thinking, who am I? Who do you think I am? Because sometimes misperception comes from the outside as well as the inside. Travel plans may prove difficult right now. That is a general thing for all signs, but particularly for Sagittarius, because it's in your home sign. So hang in there. You may feel a little boxed in by energy right now. You've got the Scorpio energy in the 12th house of unfinished business going on, so you need to be prepared for some maybe hard endings or things which need to be finished up. On the other hand, you've got the Capricorn energy in the second house of money, which says be practical, put things in the right order. So being sandwiched by those two energies right now is not a fun time for Sagittarius, which likes to be light and lively about things. But Sagittarius is always looking toward the next frontier, so it's that time period right now to think about taking care of what's in front of you. Be here now. The eclipse in Leo is in harmony, being in a fire sign, with Sagittarius, which is another fire sign. So it's a more of a philosophical time, a search for meaning. Sagittarius, you should do things because they're important for you, not necessarily just for everybody else. Okay, so for the sign of Capricorn, what we find is we are moving into a strength, a great strength for Capricorn, because all of this is emphasizing what Capricorn's all about. The Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius is just basically a fly on the nose. It's going to buzz off pretty soon, and then you'll be in your strength because your ruling planet Saturn is moving into your home sign. The next 2 months are actually when you can find yourself being in a position where you are truly who you really are. And if that means you're a staid, traditional person, that's who you are. But if you really want to move ahead in your career, and I know Capricorn is very ambitious, then this is indeed the time, especially in January. The eclipse in late January is in Leo, which is conducive for, one could say, for money through others, or for a sense of attaining a position of authority or power. So Capricorn, this is one of your power moments right here. For the sign of Aquarius, what we find is it's all about your personal freedom right now, and why and how people are either disrupting you or making you happy. The Mercury retrograde will end soon. It's been in your 11th house of friends and associates. So choose your friends carefully right now. The emphasis in your 12th house here means that you're going to have to really be picky in terms of where you want to go from now on. But it looks as though it's a more conducive time period in January, and the eclipse helps your relationships as well. So we'll do Pisces and get into some other things on the other side.
Okay, we'll do Pisces right after the break. We're going to take a short break and come back with Ra.
Thanks.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland with Ra, and we were up to the last sign, Pisces.
Yes, well, we're just giving some of the general forecasts for the signs. We end with Pisces. Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac, but not least, certainly. And what we find right now is the Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius in a hard square to Pisces, but it's at the top of the chart, which means that a lot of times the Pisces energy, which is not especially well directed on the material plane anyway, gets very confused when it comes to life direction, and one of those time periods particularly would be about now, because of the Mercury retrograde being at the top of the chart in the place of career and life direction. So what I want to say to Pisces is breathe. Breathe through your gills. You're a fish. You can do it. Breathe through your emotions. Right now, with the emphasis with Mars and Jupiter going into Scorpio, it's another water sign. So, yeah, we know your emotions are intense right now, but take it easy, because this is actually a conducive time period for sorting out your emotions, which are important. The emphasis in Capricorn will help you as well. I can't think of two more different signs than Capricorn and Pisces, so the emphasis here on practicality and earthly achievement will help Pisces, which tends to move by principle and emotion. That's how they rule their lives. And so what we find is that this is actually a conducive time period once we get past the Mercury retrograde for Pisces. The eclipse at the end of January in the sign of Leo is not necessarily a fun time period for Pisces, but what it can do is point you in the right direction, because it says to you, where is your fun? Where is your creative sense of fun in your life? There's where you want to go. And being very creative is another one of Pisces' strengths, so this is a good time period to get creative with your life and don't go for the tried and true. Okay, so those are the 12 sun signs. I was asked a question, and I want to emphasize something here regarding President Donald Trump and his chart. There was an emphasis this past year on his chart with regards to the solar eclipse, big solar eclipse in August, which actually did portend a big time of trouble for him. We have another solar eclipse coming up in February, which I'll talk more about at a later period, but that also falls directly on the opposite side of the horizon of his chart. There is nothing that Donald Trump's chart has right now except trouble in it at this point, so I'm not looking for a big run of great successes, even though he's had some small victories handed to him by the courts recently. So what we're looking at, especially as we come into February and March in Trump's chart, I was specifically asked this, is that he's probably going in for some more trouble, and who knows where the country's going to go as a result. But we always want to finish on a positive note, because all of these things are just for the sake of clarifying our own values. You know, if we get right down to it, we have to know where we're going, and we have to know where our values are. So this whole time period is one of re-emphasizing what do we really want, and where are we going to go because we want that. So all of these things are a mirror to us. And one of the best mirrors in my life, and certainly in Sally's as well, was our great spiritual teacher, Swami Satchidananda. And he was a being who came from India, and was one of the first who taught yoga in the West. He was brought here by our mutual friend, the
artist. He opened up Woodstock.
Peter Max, correct. He opened the Woodstock Festival, became a hero to our generation. The Integral Yoga Institute, which was founded by Swami Satchidananda in New York, for which Sally taught, I know.
For many years.
Yes. And
I also taught out here when it was here briefly.
Uh-huh. And I in Detroit for over 25 years, was the first organization to teach yoga in this country on a wide scale. We always honor him because his birthday is December 22nd. And so we always thought of him as our Santa Claus, and certainly he looked a great deal like
right.
trim Santa Claus, didn't he?
Yes.
And he was certainly very benevolent, just like Christ and Santa Claus. The goodness in him just shone out. And one of the things I thought was important to emphasize right now is the fact that he taught that we can all be that way. Certainly, if you look at Christ's teachings, he taught that the kingdom of God is within you. And Swami Satchidananda basically taught the same thing. And he gave a little bit of a story, which I'd like to relate right now, because it's sort of a nice way to end things here. during this very intense period where, you know, a lot of things aren't working out for people. But this is what he said. He gave us this small story where a businessman was in conversation with some of his partners who were visiting him at home, and his son was a very intelligent boy and kept coming into the room where his father was and asking questions. And so he was sort of interrupting the conversation between his father and his father's colleagues. So to keep the boy away for a while, the man looked around and saw an old world map from a magazine, and he tore it into pieces and he gave it to the boy and said, I know you're very smart, and here are the pieces of the world, and I want you to try to put them together again. And so the boy said, sure, I'll do it. So he went into the other room, and he went into a corner and started to look at the pieces. And he didn't really know much about geography. All he just saw were lines and names entered here and there on the pieces, so he was a bit puzzled. And then he just turned over a piece of paper, and on the other side he saw what he thought was like a nose of a person. And he turned over another piece, and he saw a finger. And he turned everything around, and what he saw were the different parts of the human body. And, of course, you know, he was very observant and knew where everything went, so it was easy for him to put together the parts of the human body, because he knew where the eyes should be, you know, where the arms should be, and so on. So he placed them all together, and he taped them up, and he turned it over, and the whole world was intact at that point. And he rushed back to his father and said, Dad, I have it now. It's fine. Everything is back in its proper place. And the father never really expected the boy to put it together so quickly and said, you know, I never really thought you knew anything about geography. I just wanted to keep you busy for a while. How did you do it? And the boy says, Dad, it was easy. I just turned it over and saw the human figure. Ah, and the father said, so you've learned a lesson here. If you set the person right, automatically the world becomes all right.
Uh-huh.
See what a great truth that is?
Yeah.
If we set ourselves right, our consciousness and our hearts right, the world will be all right too.
Yeah. Oh, God. We need that now.
It's all we can do, but that's what we should be doing.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Rob.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all.
Yes. God bless you. Take care of yourself so you can take care of others. Use everything that comes to you for your spiritual learning.
Thank you so much, Sally. Thank you, everyone.